All right. Good morning, everybody. Good morning, all you magnificent melonheads of the world. Happy Thursday, everybody. Today is December 18th, 2025. And guys, this morning has been pretty wild. I tell you, if you were to ask me right now, Jack, what is the dumbest thing you've read this morning? I'm going to have a hard time picking one. I mean, there are just so many wonderful options to choose from this morning. There is some wildly stupid crap in circulation in financial news this morning. We're going to try to pick a winner. And as we go through this, I want you guys to try to pick your winner. What is your favorite or what is the dumbest thing you've read this morning as we go through some of these stories? First one, let's start with the CPI, or shall I say the CP lie. We finally got some inflation data after 2 months of a dearth of data thanks to the government shutdown. We got the jobs data earlier this week. That kind of sucked. No, not kind of. That really sucked, the jobs data. CPI came in and it looks great. Hey, good news, guys. We fixed that whole inflation problem. Isn't that wonderful? CPI came in at 2.7% year over year. That is down sharply from the 3.0% that we left off at 2 months ago when the government shutdown started. Hey, inflation dropped quite a bit here. We don't have any month-over-month numbers because we don't have a month-over-month. We didn't have any data for October. So the November CPI did not include any month-over-month numbers. We did get a big jump down in core CPI as well, which strips out volatile food and inflation. 2.6% down from 3.0%. Inflation is trending in the right direction. Do we believe this? Guys, there's a lot of reasons to be highly skeptical of this data. Number one, if you look at all of the manufacturing PMIs and all the S&P PMI, the ISM PMI, you have guys crying about pricing pressures due to tariffs. Right? It is showing up incredibly so in all of the PMIs, and yet we're getting downward moves in inflation. And again, guys, a downward move in inflation, it means prices are still going up. It just means, according to the government, they're going up slower. That does not jive with what we're seeing in the CPI or in the PMIs. Also, no month-over-month data. You have to wonder, how accurate are these numbers? There's just a lot of opportunities to fake it here. And last but not least, you've got to mention imputation, because our government right now, especially since April, we've got a chart I'm going to show you a little later that shows how imputation is on the rise in CPI. And imputation is just fancy word for we're guessing, where we don't know. We're just going to make it up, not an actual measured statistic, right? You didn't step on the scale and see the weight it just said. You just took one look and said it's probably up. All right, maybe you're right, or maybe you took one look and said, I don't want her to strangle me, so I'm going to guess a little bit lower. Maybe that's what's going on. Imputation is on the rise big time. Almost half of the data in CPI was imputed. As of the last read, we still don't know how much of this one was imputed. Take all these reasons to be skeptical, and you can see Nick Timiraos, a.k.a. the Fed Whisperer, who's just basically like a dotted phone line to the Federal Reserve. He's out there saying there's a lot of reasons for statisticians to be skeptical of these inflation numbers. And you can count me among them, even though I am no statistician. All right. So that's the inflation story. Now, let's pick. I mean, that's a pretty dumb thing. The thought that inflation is moving down amid these tariffs, that's hard to believe. Let's talk about some of the other candidates for the dumbest thing I've read this morning. Trump Media Group, ticker TJT. Is merging with TAE Technologies to become, you ready for this? The world's first publicly traded fusion company. I shit you not. Yep. Donald Trump Media now does nuclear fusion. All right. Instead of Truth Social and whatever that media thing was that Trump was doing, now they're going to create a little star suspended in a ball of plasma in a confined laboratory setting. Yep, and they're gonna trade stock based on that. As a matter of fact, they claim next year they will begin construction of the world's first utility scale fusion reactor. Oh, do we need to do this? Do we need to talk about this, guys? I mean, look, I've done a little bit of physics myself. No, No, they're not going to make the world's first fusion power plant. Will not be coming online next year. Oh, my God. This is so stupid. All right. TAE Technologies has never once, not even for a fraction of a second, achieved a thermal energy positive fusion reaction. Not even for a thousandth of a second. Now, understand what that means. Besides the fact you need to solve the whole like it's never been done thing, just getting to a thermally positive sustained fusion reaction, which nobody in the world has ever done, not with billions in funding in our national labs. Nobody has achieved this. Once you get to a sustained thermally positive fusion reaction, you still have to figure out how to turn that thermal energy into electrical energy. Nobody has figured out how to do that with a fusion reactor. And typically when you do so, at least in fission reactors and most other forms of energy, you lose about two-thirds of the energy while converting thermal into electrical. So we're nowhere near commercial fusion power plants. And yet this company, bearing the president's name, is now publicly trading on that. Guys, that's got to be the front runner for the dumbest thing I have read all morning here. I'm going to take a look at what the puts on this one are looking like after the bell rings here. I'm going to take a hard look at shorting this one. No freaking way. And look, this stock is ripping this morning. Come on, you guys, work with me here. I don't want to believe how stupid the average person is, but when I see DJT stock trading up over 20% on the news that they're now a fusion company, it makes me just want to build a bunker and seal myself in. Let's just put it that way. Also a candidate for the dumbest thing I have read all morning, RPP Semiconductor, or was it RRP? I don't know. It doesn't matter. This Indian chip maker, RRP Semiconductor, they are up 55,000% over the last 20 months. They're not up 50%. They're not up 100%. They're not up 5,500%. They are up 55,000%. They're like the biggest semiconductor chip maker in India. They're worth over $1 billion. Minor little detail. The company has negative revenue and they only have two full-time employees. But they're up 55,000%. You know what stage, guys? If only there were signs that AI might be a bubble. A chip maker with two full-time employees worth over $1 billion, up 55,000% in 20 months. Okay, that is got to be at least the runner-up for the dumbest thing I've read this morning, along with the inflation statistics and Trump being a fusion company. Oh, my God. I can't even say it with a straight face. Also in the running, all right, the dark horse in this race for the dumbest thing I have read all morning, Jim Cramer slams Amazon for making a circular deal with OpenAI. All right, now look, this is not on its face. I would slam Amazon for the circular deal with AI, as I have slammed many for circular deals in the AI space. But we're talking about Jim Cramer here, who has been running interference for CoreWeave for years, has Michael and Trader on his show where he, oh my God, he is just the worst poker player in the world. The guy's body language just screams, I'm full of it. And Jim Cramer allows him to make these stupid answers about, oh, no, CoreWeave hasn't done any circular accounting. Are you kidding me? CoreWeave exists for the sole purpose of circular accounting. Never had anything to say about that. Just giggled like a schoolgirl at a Beatles concert when Michael and Trader was talking. But now he's going to slam Amazon for their deal with OpenAI? Wow, when even Jim Cramer's calling out circular deals. What stage? Guys, the AI bubble has already burst. Just some people haven't figured it out yet. We got earnings today from a couple of big names too. Micron earnings, we got a big beat from Micron, probably the result of Sam Altman buying up all the high bandwidth memory in the world. Why? To screw over his rivals. I don't know why Sam Altman bought up all this memory. There's some people out there like Ed Zitron that actually have doubts that he actually did buy up all that memory, and there's some data to support that. We also got earnings from CarMax, big whiff from CarMax. Numbers just look terrible there. We're going to get into that one. This company called AlphaTon, this is interesting, ticker A-T-O-N. There is a wild story involving Anduril with this one. And the lady behind this company, AlphaTon, some very interesting background with this lady. This, what's her name, Brittany Kaiser. Oh, boy, you're going to want to see that one. U.S. is selling $11 billion worth of weapons, including the HIMARS, to Taiwan, who is a country. You mad, China? You know, the Chinese probably aren't too happy about that. Go ahead and write a letter, guys. Well, your feedback is important to us. President Trump is expected to sign an executive order today, rescheduling marijuana as a Schedule 3 drug, basically decriminalizing it. And also, story breaking this morning, Medicare may be looking into a pilot program as early as next year for CBD for cancer treatments. So we may be like turning on a dime here, going from federally criminal to government subsidizing. Cannabis stocks have been ripping over these last couple of days. And last but not least, we've got initial and continuing jobless claims. Once again, the data is just all over the place this morning. Oh, guys, it is a day. It's been a day. I've had some fun doing the prep for this show this morning. It's been a wild one. Let's look at some of these stories. And again, let me know what you think is the dumbest story you have read this morning as we go through these. Hey, don't forget that like button and that subscribe button for you new guys. You can come on back tomorrow and have your coffee with the Melonheads, because we do this one every single day. Right now, the S&P 500 is up about 60 points or 0.89% on this inflation print that a lot of people don't believe, but they will buy stock on it. Okay, make it make sense. The Dow is up 243 points, 0.51% higher. Again, most of that coming immediately following the inflation print, which nobody believes. And the NASDAQ is up 369 points, 1.5% higher. Is the Santa Claus rally here? I've heard much about this Santa Claus rally on these red days the last few days, but maybe, just maybe, stocks go up today. The dollar is weaker here, 0.12% lower. Interesting, the dollar weaker, maybe it's saying, okay, the inflation print was lower because it was fake, and it doesn't matter that it's fake, the Fed's probably going to cut again. And so, yeah, maybe that's why the dollar's weaker here, not because of the lower inflation, but because of the Fed's reaction to the lower inflation. Looking over at the bond market this morning, we've got lower yields here. 30-year Treasury, 4.804. That's down almost 2.5 points. The 10-year's at 4.112, off by 3.5, almost 4 points. The 2-year's at 3.447, off by almost 4 points. And the 1-month is down 1.5, 3.624% for the 1-month Treasury. Looking over at the commodities board, we got metals are taking a break this morning, but holding up pretty well here. Spot gold, $4,337. That's off by about 75 cents or 0.01%, barely moving for gold here. $43.70 for the February COMEX gold futures. That's off by $4. Again, a fraction of 1%. Spot silver is kind of hovering here, unchanged, positive or negative, a fraction of a cent at $66.21. March silver futures on the COMEX are at $66.35, off by about 52 cents or 0.76%. I did take some profits yesterday in some of my SLV calls. I own some March call options in SLV. They did pretty well. I am expecting a price slam in silver sometime between now and close of markets tomorrow around options expiration. We've seen that the last couple of months. I do plan on buying those back if we do get said price slam, because I think overall silver will continue higher for a while here. I like the shiny. Copper is pretty much unchanged, 0.1% lower this morning. Platinum is up another 0.5% this morning, $1,948 for platinum, guys. We could be approaching $2,000 here. Platinum has had a rip these last couple of days. Palladium right behind it, up 3.5%, $1,780 for palladium. And crude oil is up another 0.6% this morning, $56.14 for February WTI futures. And I just wanted to point to this one, guys. I meant to put this with the bond market, but I put it after the commodities here. Germany aims to issue 512 billion euros via auctions in 2026. Europe is going on a bender when it comes to debt here. This number is amazing. The German federal government is expected to raise a total volume of 512 billion euros. That's $601 billion. Through auctions of conventional and green securities in 2026, the German finance agency said in its issuance program for next year on Thursday, the overall issuance volume represents a new high for the German government, which announced large-scale investment and defense expenditure programs earlier this year for the coming years. I want to put this in perspective for you guys. Based on the size of the German economy, their GDP, relative to our GDP, a $601 billion issuance of new bonds for Germany next year would be the same as the United States running a $3 trillion deficit, which right now we're running right around a $2 trillion deficit. The Germans are going crazy with their debt here. They're serious about building up their military. They're still serious about all these silly green initiatives, apparently. And guys, they are just like going full modern monetary theory. Never go full modern monetary theory, but the Germans have done it. And this is the reason why I say there's just not enough gold in the world for what's coming, because how are they going to pay for it? They're going to pay for it by borrowing. And when they can't borrow anymore, the central bank is going to print and lend. In other words, monetary debasement, inflation, looting the masses via devaluation of their savings. You got to own some gold in that environment, guys. Bitcoin this morning, pretty interesting, guys. Now, we're looking at minute candles on Bitcoin. Currently, $88,500. There is some bullshittery afoot in the Bitcoin market. These are, again, one-minute candles. Look at this yesterday. Look at this thing, all right? That's some Bitcoin whale giving you the middle finger if you bought on that rip yesterday. Somebody bids up Bitcoin yesterday around 9:48 Eastern time from around $87,000 all the way up to $90,300. And then just a couple of minutes later, takes us all the way down as low as 85. Do not buy these rips, guys. Someone's yanking your chain. And look, let's zoom in a little bit. Looks like they're doing it again this morning. Somebody bought us from about 87 up to 89.5. And now we're in the process of selling right back down here. Just be careful, guys. Bitcoin winter is here. I say this all the time. But right now, Bitcoin, $88,614. All right, let's talk about what's going on in the inflation numbers. Here's what we got this morning, 2.7% for the U.S. inflation rate. We had no inflation data in October because the BLS was shut down. They didn't collect any data. But hey, a big decline from that 3.0% we got in September. Still well above the Fed's arbitrary 2% target, but gotta wonder, how accurate could this be? Inflation rate in the United States decreased to 2.7% in November from 3% in September. That's about all we got for the inflation. Again, these are the year-over-year numbers. We didn't get month-over-month numbers because we have no month to over-month from. The core inflation rate, also a big drop for core inflation, which strips out volatile food and energy. For November, 2.6%, down from 3.0% in September with a big gap in October. Inflation's looking great here, isn't it? Well, no. Nick Timiraos, a.k.a. the Fed Whisperer. And again, when you read something from Nick Timiraos, you have to assume Jerome Powell picked up the phone and said, Nick, you are to say this, because that's basically what Nick does. I mean, it's quite a racket. He's making a lot of money just being a dotted line to Jerome Powell. But Nick says the November CPI was much lower than expected, with core CPI up just 0.2% over the 2 months through November. Despite what, I don't know, 500% tariffs, it's hard to tell where we were at that point. This is likely to raise questions over certain adjustments statisticians had to make given the void in the October data. And then he gives the core and the headline year-over-year numbers. Nick is raising doubts about the validity of these numbers. He is right to do so. And when he's saying some of the adjustments that statisticians had to make, I want to send a shout out to Blue Curtic Market Insights. Never heard of this one before, but thank you, Blue Curtic, for this data. He says, waiting for the CPI imputation numbers to be updated. As of last time, almost 40% of the data for commodity and services price survey was imputed. It's been constantly increasing too. And he sends this chart here. And what I want you to focus on is the light blue at the bottom. This is the amount of information that was imputed. In other words, just kind of guessed or made up. Certainly not measured. For commodities and service prices, 40% of the freaking index was imputed as of September. And if I had to guess, I mean, look, guys, it's been steadily rising. We had a big jump from February to March, and then even bigger from March to April, and we're continuing to rise. It's a good bet with the government shutdown that there was even more imputation for these November numbers after skipping October. So, well, there's plenty of reasons to doubt this inflation print, guys. There just is. They're messing with the numbers, and this data is too important. Now, typically, we would go through the chart and look at the different categories and the month-over-month numbers, but we don't have any month-over-month numbers. Apparently, we do for gasoline, but there's really no point in looking at this stuff because look at all the gaps here. So all we really have is the year-over-year numbers. One thing I would highlight, shelter inflation has come down where their shelter inflation, 3.0%. That's probably the one I can believe is that shelter is coming down significantly, and shelter is the biggest component of the index because based on all the housing data that I have seen, and Melody Wright has done a fantastic job documenting this stuff, we are seeing home prices down in more than half of markets around the country. The average list price is down, closing price even more so. And so I could believe that the shelter inflation has come down sharply over the last few months. That I could believe. Everything else, I've got reasons to doubt. And so I'm not even going to go over the grid like I normally would because there's just not enough data to go over here. But we do have plenty of stupidity to talk about this morning. And this one, I got to say, I'm biased. This is probably my favorite, you know, the nuclear background. Maybe that's why I'm biased on this one. Again, guys, let me know what you think is the dumbest story that you saw this morning. Trump media to combine with TAE to build nuclear fusion business. And I'm sure Trump media knows a lot about nuclear fusion. I am the greatest fusion engineer in the world. Very good fusion. I've done lots of fusion. I'm practically a sun myself. I'm working on my Trump. I know it needs work. There's better Trumps out there, but I try. Trump Media and Technology Group and TAE Technologies agreed to combine in an all-stock transaction valued at more than $6 billion with a B dollars. The transaction will create one of the world's first publicly traded fusion companies, according to a statement on Thursday. It plans to begin construction next year on the world's first utility-scale fusion power plant, subject to required approvals. Oh, yeah, like that whole, like, yeah, you know, this whole thing, we've never even built a prototype or a demonstration in a lab, but we're going to have a power plant up and running next year, subject to certain approvals. Yeah, that whole certain approvals is kind of a big subject, too. Utility scale. They're making it sound like there's going to be a fusion power plant under construction next year. There won't. They don't even have a freaking prototype. They've never even done this in a lab. This is so stupid. Upon completion of the deal, shareholders of each company will own about 50% of the combined firm on a fully diluted equity basis. Look at this, guys. Look at this stock. Come on. Work with me, people. I want to believe we're not this stupid. This stock is up 26% on this news. $13.21, up 274 for DJT stock. Guys, the True Social company, now they say they make little stars in a lab. Why? I mean, they have truth in the name, right? I mean, why would we doubt this? Why not? I am going to take a hard look at shorting this one as soon as this opening bell rings, guys. That's all I can tell you. There will not be a fusion reactor, a fusion power plant making power next year, all right? It ain't happening. This is snake oil in its purest form. And look, let's zoom out on DJT stock. Let's go all the way back to the IPO, guys. First of all, this was a SPAC, and it did what all SPACs did. It ripped. It went up to $174 and then went down to almost nothing. And then, you know, Trump goes public. They merge. They become True Social in 2024. I warned everybody, don't buy this garbage. It goes up to $82, and then it goes right back down to $10. Then it spikes when President Trump wins. And I'm like, guys, it doesn't matter that President Trump wins. This company's not going to make any money. It goes from $56 back down to $10. And now this stock is up 28%, back to 13, claiming they're going to do nuclear fusion. All right. If you bought this one, have fun. But, I mean, guys, this is the MAGA equivalent of the question mark on Ron Burgundy's teleprompter. These people will buy anything with the name Trump attached to it, even Trump Fusion, apparently. All right. Trump Fusion. Trump Stars, Trump Sons. Okay. All right. Let's just move on. This is my favorite for the dumbest story of the morning. But wait, we have a serious contender. And I mean a serious contender. World beating 55,000% surge in India AI stock fuels bubble fears. Oh no, there's not a bubble. It's just a company with two employees going worth $1.5 billion. It's not a bubble. By the way, if they're devoting half of the airtime on CNBC in any given day onto debating whether or not there's a bubble, there is a bubble. The world's best performing stock is turning into a cautionary tale for investors chasing outsized returns from the artificial intelligence boom. Little known until recently, even with its home market of India, RRP Semiconductor became a social media obsession as its shares surged more than 55,000% in 20 months through December 17th. by far the biggest gain worldwide among companies with a market value above $1 billion. This company is worth more than $1 billion. Now look, I mean, it's the age of trillions. I get it. Some people are like, $1 billion, it's not a lot of money. $1 billion is an insane amount of money. This is a ridiculous amount of money. But hey, maybe the fundamentals of this company are great. Let's read on. That's despite posting negative revenue in its latest financial results, reporting just 2 full-time employees in its latest annual report, and boasting only a tenuous link to the semiconductor spending boom after shifting away from real estate in early 2024. That's almost as fun as a media company getting into nuclear fusion, but I digress. A mix of online hype, a tiny free float, and India's swelling base of retail investors drove 149 straight limit up sessions, even as exchange officials and the company itself cautioned investors. Guys, the company itself was telling people don't buy this stock, and it still went limit up 149 days in a row. I mean, I told you it's hard to pick the dumbest thing I've read this morning, isn't it? Isn't it hard? Financials offered little comfort. RRP reported negative revenue of 68.2 million rupees and a net loss of 71.5 million rupees in the quarter ended September. And I've never heard of negative revenue before. Honestly, this is a first for me. Admittedly, I haven't been doing this that long. I've heard of companies making a loss, but I'm like, negative revenue? What does that even mean? The negative revenue is the result of the company reversing sales booked in the 3 months ended December 2024 from a $4.4 billion rupee order won in November from Telecrown Infratech. The order was later canceled over contractual disagreements. The company said in an exchange filing, adding that it also clawed back 80 million rupees of revenue in the March quarter. So apparently that's how you get negative revenue, when your prior revenue gets clawed back over contractual disagreements. Maybe the people who gave you all this money realize you're a chop shop with 2 employees and they took their money back. But that's how you get negative revenue, apparently. The weak financials come at a delicate time for the stock. With the hype around AI fading and regulatory scrutiny tightening, the downside now sits with investors who piled in and with Chandankar, that's the founder, who controls nearly the entire float. Is this one as dumb as the Trump fusion? I don't know. But wait, there's more. There's a dark horse in this race. Cramer slams Amazon for considering a circular AI deal reminiscent of the dot-com bubble. Now, look, this isn't that dumb of a headline if it wasn't for the inclusion of this word, Cramer. Jim Cramer has done everything just shy of wear a skirt and wave pom-poms around cheerleading all the other circular deals, talking about CoreWeave, giggling like a schoolgirl every time Michael and Trader comes on his show. Oh, this AI bubble is great. If you think this circular accounting deal is so bad, oh, I feel sorry for you. Threatening to sue Gil Loria, the analyst at D.A. Davidson, who called out these circular accounting deals on the air on CNBC. And now he's slamming Amazon for a circular deal with OpenAI. When you've lost Jim Cramer, all right, that's how you know, guys, that the wheels have fallen off of this bus. You have lost Cramer, all right? All I can tell you is get out while the getting's good, all right? I can't tell you what to do with your money, but I can tell you, feel free to lose all your money by staying in this bubble. That I can tell you. Yeah, it's hard to pick a winner among those, isn't it? Well, let's keep going here. Micron crushes earnings and the stock is rising. All right, this is the result of this high bandwidth memory thing. I don't want to spend too much time on Micron. The results were really, really good. Numbers were way up. They did make a lot of money. They're projecting bigger revenue. But why? Because Sam Altman bought all the memory in the freaking world. That's why this is happening. I don't know why Sam Altman bought all this memory. There's doubts about whether he really bought it or not, or was this just a non-binding letter of intent like so many of the other deals with OpenAI? But when one guy tries to corner the market for memory, the people who sell memory are going to report really good quarters. And that's what happened with Micron. The stock is ripping here. The opening bell has rung, up 13%, $255.61 for Micron. This one's having a pretty good day. So the AI bubble is still blowing, at least for this name. It's not going to last, though. Another earnings report we got today. CarMax profit sinks as struggles continue. Retail used unit sales fell 8%, while comparable store used unit sales declined 9%. A lot fewer cars are getting sold right now, guys. The auto market is in shambles. The new car manufacturers are in trouble, and the used car dealers are also in trouble. CarMax reported lower fiscal third quarter sales and profit as the company's hold on the used car market continues to slip. Shares lost 5.7%, trading at $38.75 pre-market. The Richmond, Virginia used car retailer on Thursday reported net income of $62.2 million, or 43 cents a share for the quarter ended November 30th, down from $125.4 million, or 81 cents a share a year prior. That is a big drop, almost 50% decline in their reported net income. That is just awful. Analysts expected 31 cents a share, though, according to FactSet, so it was a beat. I mean, it's down almost 50% year over year, but they beat expectations. Net sales and operating revenue fell 6.9%. Retail unit sales fell 8%, while comparable store used unit sales declined 9%. I mean, other than selling used cars, this used car company is doing great. Or other than not selling used cars, I should say. The company said that for the fiscal fourth quarter, it expects even lower retail used unit margins due to an effort to increase its price competitiveness. It also expects greater marketing spend and total unit basis compared with the prior year. In November, CarMax said it was terminating its CEO, Bill Nash, and naming board member Dave McCreet interim CEO. Based on recent results, it's clear CarMax needs change, McCreet said on Thursday. CarMax stock not looking so hot. Honestly, doing better than they were earlier. They're now down only 2.8%. They were down 6.3% pre-market. So they're gaining back some of that here. Now, I have to wonder, things so bad at CarMax, just how the hell is Carvana doing so well? If you answered fraud, I think you're probably on the right track. CarMax not doing so hot here. Now, we got to talk about this story. This is another wild one. I might even throw this one as a contender for the dumbest thing I've read all day. AlphaTon Capital, ticker ATON. All right, they put this thing out earlier this month, on December 16th, or just a few days ago. Big news. AlphaTon Capital is making a historic $30 million strategic investment in Anduril Technologies. All right. Anduril, there's a lot of people out there that want a piece of Anduril. They're an up-and-coming defense contractor. They came out of nowhere, founded by Palmer Luckey. Guy's got ties to Facebook back in the day. He founded Oculus, was bought out by Facebook. Facebook fired him because he gave money to Donald Trump's campaign. Then he founded Anduril. Anduril's making a whole bunch of money on weapons. AlphaTon says, we're going to make a $30 million strategic investment in Anduril. Okay. Right, that is right up until Palmer Luckey, the CEO and founder of Anduril, comes out and says AlphaTon is lying. This is not true. Public heads up to CEO Brittany Kaiser, who is Own Your Own Data Now on Twitter. You do not have permission to use my trademarks to defraud your investors. Now, this is pretty crazy, this Own Your Own Data lady. Let's click on her. All right. Oh, boy. Yeah. When you see one of these AI people on there, good God. The thing about Brittany Kaiser, the founder of AlphaTon Capital, and here's the stock right here. Brittany Kaiser was the whistleblower at a company called Cambridge Analytica. Anybody remember that story? Cambridge Analytica was the company that blew the whistle on Facebook mass harvesting data and manipulating elections, all tied up into that big Facebook scandal from about 5 to 10 years ago. Yeah, Brittany Kaiser was the whistleblower at Cambridge Analytica. So she gets out of Cambridge Analytica and she founds a company with the Trump sons called American Bitcoin. Oh, that's fun. Tied up with the Trumps. And then she leaves American Bitcoin for whatever reason and starts AlphaTon Capital. And these guys, AlphaTon, has tried to hitch their wagon to everything from crypto treasury companies, now claiming they own a big chunk of Anduril. And Anduril says, no, that's fake. They're lying to you. And well, this company has lost 99.94% of its value since going public in 2005, probably because they merged with some old company that was sitting on a shelf for years. In the last 5 years, though, they have also lost 99.6% of their value since I'm guessing this was some kind of a SPAC or something that they did. And then even over the last year, they have lost 89.9% of their money. So Brittany Kaiser and AlphaTon, this is where money goes to die. And they're claiming that they own a big chunk of Anduril. Anduril says, you're lying. And then they come out a day later and they clarify, like, well, upon further introspection, no, we don't own Anduril. Okay. So you were lying. Yeah, let's throw this one in the pile of the dumbest things I've read all day. Why not? It's hard, so hard to pick a winner today, isn't it? There's so much wonderful contestants. I feel like Paula Abdul when she has to send somebody home on American Idol. I'm just going to cry. I can't pick the dumbest thing I read this morning. Meanwhile, U.S. approves $11 billion arms sale to Taiwan, drawing China's ire. Oh, China's that Chinese ire. That'll get you every time. I'm sorry. By the way, Taiwan's a country. So send some ire my way. Shout out to all the Xi bots who show up in my channel every time I talk about China. Thank you for the engagement, you adorable little bastards, you. The U.S. has approved a package of arms sales to Taiwan worth up to $11 billion, one of its biggest ever, a move that drew criticism from Beijing. The approvals announced late Wednesday by the State Department cover a broad range of equipment, including missiles, drones, and artillery systems aimed at strengthening the democracy's defenses. The package includes the High Mobility Artillery Rocket System, or HIMARS, valued at up to $4.05 billion, and howitzer guns worth about $4 billion. And guys, that HIMARS, that is a devastatingly effective artillery platform. It's been used in Ukraine to great effect. They pop up, they fire these long-range ballistic missiles, and they're gone before you even detect a launch because they're so fast. You can hide them in a garage. And they have also been modified to fire the anti-ship missiles. What is it? The naval strike missile. And I'm sure they can fire the harpoons, of which the Taiwanese own several hundred of. These things are designed to sink Chinese transports crossing the Taiwan Strait. And we're selling billions of them to the Taiwanese now. The total value of the weaponry is up to $11.154 billion. According to the statement from the Defense Ministry, the State Department said that the final amount would probably be lower depending on factors such as budget authority and military needs. Hey, China, you mad? Probably. A sensitive bunch over there. Meanwhile, Trump to announce Medicare pilot program to pay for CBD treatments, a report says. Look, I'm not going to get too much into this one. We're getting kind of long here, but this is pretty crazy. They still haven't announced the rescheduling to a Schedule 3 drug from a Schedule 1 that it currently is. And already we're talking about Medicare pilot programs where the government would be subsidizing the use of. So this is a pretty abrupt change we're seeing with the government's approach to cannabis, CBD, and marijuana here. And we still haven't gotten the announcement of the rescheduling. The story late last week was we would get it as soon as Monday. That obviously didn't happen. And now the story is the announcement will be made today. And now this Medicare thing appears to be further evidence of that. Check out the Roundhill Cannabis ETF, ticker WEED. That's pretty clever. This thing is up big over the last, up 84.8% over just the last couple of days. Let's refresh this, get an accurate mark here. Up another 4.8% this morning. Year to date, up 97.5%. If Medicare is going to cover CBD treatments, that's certainly going to help. So yeah, watch this stock. Congratulations to anybody who owns any of those MJ stocks. They are ripping here. And last but not least, we got some government data. Last week, I was complaining about the continuing jobless claims data, about how there was just no possible way to believe this big decline from 1.94 million down to 1.83 million. I said, guys, give me a break. This is fake data. Well, we're back up to $1.9 million. Welcome to 2025, where the government statistics in labor and inflation are just totally made up and the points don't mean anything. Let's have Drew Carey announce our economic data. Why not? At least maybe we get a laugh there. Ryan Stiles, Colin Mockery, maybe a little Wayne Brady. I don't know if we have time. Get him involved here. I mean, it'll be a great time. So yeah, continuing jobless claims, they're probably BS. And the initial claims. Also, I was skeptical of these numbers, mainly because 2 weeks ago we had this big drop and then this big spike up, and then we spin right back down, all right? Anybody getting dizzy? Initial jobless claims, 224,000, down from 237,000, which was up from 192,000. Again, statistics totally made up here, guys. I don't want to spend too much time on this because these numbers are just all over the place, and maybe that's the point. Maybe the point is to shake confidence in the accuracy of the data, and then all you have to go off of is sound bites like Trump Fusion or RRP up 55,000 or Kramer criticizing circular deals after cheering for them with his pom-poms or Alphaton owning Anduril and not owning Anduril. It has been a heck of a day in the world of financial news. Man. So let me know, guys, in the comments, what is your pick for the dumbest thing that Jack read this morning? Let me know in the comments. Hey, Krusty White Bread, I want to say thank you very much. He says, we're 1,000 years from fusion power, pure insanity. I don't know about 1,000 years, Krusty. That's a little pessimistic, even by my standards. And yay, I'm pretty pessimistic. The running joke in commercial nuclear power, which we do fission, has been that fusion has been 50 years away for the last 50 years, as in like we're never really getting any closer. That being said, some of our national labs have made some extraordinary breakthroughs in nuclear fusion in the last few years. We're still a long way off, but we have gotten to the point where in several places, for a fraction of a second, we can generate a thermal energy positive fusion reaction. That is a monumentous breakthrough. For a fraction of a second, we created a little star. Let's celebrate that. That's good. But then let's not let a-holes raise money in the stock market claiming we're going to go from that to commercially viable in a year. That's snake oil, all right? So 1,000 years away, no. A commercially operating nuclear fusion power plant, best case optimistic scenario, we're still 10 years away. And even that is wildly optimistic, I think probably closer to 50 still. We're getting there. We are getting there. We are making progress. We should keep funding the research because fusion is like that is the fountain of youth for energy. And we should do that. Access to energy is key to lifting people out of poverty and economic prosperity. And fusion is the big one. Let's keep working towards it. But we're not there yet. Certainly not next year. Thank you, Krusty, for supporting the channel, sir. Armando Reyes says profiteering, protection rackets, and pay-to-play presidency. Let's include bribery and coercion. You know, look, I voted for the guy. I voted for the guy several times. Honestly, if I was faced with the choice between Trump and a freaking communist again, I'd probably vote for him again. But that doesn't mean I'm going to sit here and wave pom-poms for him. What the hell? What the hell is he doing? Pardoning these frauds. It's so rare when fraud gets prosecuted and he pardons them as soon as it happens. The sentences are a joke even when there is a sentence. And then they don't even serve that sentence. And then I don't know what the hell's going on. Like, American Bitcoin owned by his sons, founded with this lady from AlphaTon. I mean, what the hell are they doing? And now Trump media claiming they're going to do fusion. All the shitcoin scams, the meme coins. Come on, guys. We need higher standards. All I can tell you guys is if you're disappointed in the choices, pick a side. You don't have to do the team sport thing, but vote in the primary. All right. If you're really disappointed in the choices, as I have been, vote in the primary. In the primary, you have a bigger say because so few people actually vote in the primaries. That's when there's a chance to get a reasonable name on the ticket. If you don't vote in the primary, then you're left with whatever the party insiders give you at the end of the primaries. I don't know what else to tell you guys. The choices just suck. I hope they're better next time. That's all. Thank you, Armando, for supporting the channel. 4Ps says, what do you see as the most likely outcome for 2026? AI, labor market, housing. How are you preparing? Thoughts on Fed government response? Thanks, Jack. Okay. Easy one first. Fed government response based on empirical data? Zerp and burr, baby. That's going to be their response. All right. That's the easy part of that question. I think in January, like turning on a dime, there's going to be a lot of soul searching on Wall Street and these institutions who are going to say AI was the big thing in 24 and 25, and it won't be this year. So you're going to see a big reposition out of AI stocks starting early in the year. Where will that money flow to? My guess is some safe consumer names, right? Household names like you know, okay, AI is not a thing. We don't really know where the economy's going. Let's go to a soap company, a toothpaste company, or the deodorant, or a name I've been looking at, Hormel Chili. I don't own that name yet, but that's one I'm looking at, or Hormel Foods. That's the kind of thing people eat more of during a severe recession. So I think some of those safe dividend plays. I also think gold and silver will continue. Now, again, gold and silver had a really good year in 2025. Maybe it doesn't do that well. And if there is a deflationary sell-off, if we do get a massive market correction due to AI, I expect gold and silver will sell off along with everything else. But due to the Fed response of the Zerp and Burr that comes out of that, I think gold and silver will come ripping back after that happens. So that's my best outcome. AI is done. Labor market continues to weaken. Housing market is already hanging by a thread. I would not be surprised to see home prices decline there. How am I preparing? I raise cash and I stack the shiny. That's how I'm preparing here. I do own a couple of defense names. That's unrelated to the AI bubble and everything. That's mainly just based on geopolitics. But that's my take there, 4P. Thank you, sir, for supporting the channel. As always, guys, don't follow me into trades. I am not that good of a trader, so don't. Just don't. There's better guys than me out there if you want to plan your trades like that. Hey, thank you, Big Mouth Barry, who says, does Japan rate risk, or does the Japan rate raise tank markets tomorrow? Oh, does the Japan, sorry, it took me a minute. I put the emphasis on the wrong syllable there. Does the Japan rate raise tank markets tomorrow? I don't think it tanks markets tomorrow. Japan interest rates are a risk, but this rate hike in Japan has been so telegraphed. Everybody knows it's coming, so nobody's going to be surprised by it, which means they've already made their position changes. So I don't think it tanks markets tomorrow. I mean, there's always a chance it happens. The yen carry trade unwinding is a risk to markets. It's one of several. But for now, like, is it going to happen tomorrow? Probably not. Probably not. I'd be more worried about signals about future rate hikes from the BOJ, which they have been taking their sweet time on that one. Thank you, Big Mouth Barry, for supporting the channel. Jack Mahon says, Melania movie for number one stupid A news. Yeah, I haven't watched the Melania movie. I'm not going to watch the Melania movie. I have to return some videotapes. What movie? Let me know in the comments. Thank you, Jack, for supporting the channel. Hey, Madison Hypes. Did I miss somebody? No, I didn't miss somebody. Okay, Madison, thank you for supporting the channel. It says, how does a retail investor profit from dollar debasement? My biggest thing with dollar debasement isn't trying to profit from it. I'm mainly concerned with the avoidance of losses. All right. And that's a big thing to remember when investing, guys. It's more important to avoid losses than to make gains, because losses are more powerful than gains. If you lose 50% of your money, then you need to make 100% to break even. That's why losses are so big. So the first thing is protect yourself from dollar debasement, which probably the same answer, which is why I stack this. All right. I don't stack this to get rich. I stack this to keep what I have. That's a big reason to stack. Now, this year, silver has had a great year. Gold has had a great year. But really, all we've done is we have protected our wealth from the eroding effects of inflation with that. All right. That's the main reason I do that. Now, there are ways, if you want to profit as a retail investor, that are riskier. Like I mentioned earlier in the show, I took some profits in my SLV call options while I'm stacking silver. Every now and then, like when I saw that the gold to silver ratio was 105 several months ago, I bought SLV calls. I knew silver was going to outperform gold, and that probably meant silver was going to rip. So I did buy some call options in SLV. Now, that is not a silver investment. That is price exposure to the movement in silver. It's a very different thing. I'm not protecting myself from inflation by doing that. I'm taking risk that the silver price was going to rise. So there's a lot more risk involved with that. Most people who get into options trading end up losing everything in their first few trades. So be careful if you're going to go that route. I don't advise you to go that route. Hopefully I answered that. And again, guys, don't have the permit from the government to tell you what to do with your money, nor should you listen to me, even if I did. So thank you, Madison. Appreciate the super chat. Arbitrage, the arbitrage. He says, just wait till Trump Media announces their new warp drive for travel to SETI Alpha 6. That's right. And right behind that is time travel. All right. Ask them about their time machine at DJT Media. Yeah, that's got to be my favorite, guys. My favorite is Trump Fusion. That's got to be my favorite for today. Although, I mean, Cramer blasting circular deals is tough. 55,000% for a company from two employees. That's tough. The Anduril thing is tough. The inflation statistics are tough. It has been a ridiculous day, hasn't it? Just a ridiculous day. Oh, I tell you, it ain't always fun, but it's never dull, guys. Thank you, Arbitrage, for supporting the channel. Nashville Pasta Man says, Trump announces lab-made dilithium crystals. All right. The Warp Core. Thank you, Commander LaForge in Engineering, for our dilithium crystals. Maybe even tri-lithium crystals for those who saw Generations. Let's throw another lithium crystal in there while we're at it. Why not? You know, treat yourself. Thank you, Pasta Man, for the laugh this morning. Sassy Cowgirl, thank you so much for the generosity. I appreciate the sass and the super chat. I don't see a comment attached to that. Was that a super sticker? Probably. Mish, let me know if there was a question attached to that one. I can circle back to it. Thanks again, Sassy Cowgirl. Pasta Man is back again, says, you got nice plug this AM from Mineco 64 on Fed AI bailouts. Well, I didn't catch Mario this morning. I usually catch Mario after the stream. Really like Maneco 64, guys. He's an incredibly nice guy. He was very helpful to my channel early on when I first started. He had me on his channel as a guest. He was the first guest I ever had on my channel. Incredibly nice guy, very knowledgeable, very well-read. So let's plug Maneco 64 while we're at it. He also turned me on to The Great Taking, which was a fantastic read. There's links down below to The Great Taking if you want to check that one out. Mario, thank you, sir. And thank you, Pasta Man, for the super chat, letting me know of that one. Madison Hypes is back again, says, is DJT trying to make a black hole atop? All right, well, I'm going to have Black Hole Sun stuck in my head all day. And although I like Soundgarden, I freaking hate that song. So thank you so much, Madison. I'm going to have Chris Cornell screaming Black Hole Sun in my head all day now. That song is hard to get out of your head. So Trump making a black hole, does that mark the top? Sure. How do you defensively position for a singularity consuming the earth? I don't know. Maybe you buy RRP. That's how you insulate yourself from the singularity of DJT stock. Thank you, Madison, for supporting this channel. Oh, I got to get that song stuck out. I got to get that song out of my head. Somebody quick, give me Rickroll or something. Never going to give you up. I'll take that over Black Hole Sun. Richard Bell says, draft on horizon for 2026. Follow EU peace. Draft on horizon for 2026. Is that a proper name? Oh, a draft, like a military draft, like conscriptions. Absolutely possible. Absolutely. I hope not. I hope we don't go there. I really do. But the world seems insistent on making this thing happen. Yeah, mandatory compulsory military service. 2020s bingo. Who had that on their 2020s bingo? Probably everybody had that one on their 2020s bingo card. It would not surprise me, but call me a hopeless romantic. I hope it doesn't happen. Thank you, Richard, for supporting the channel. Ryu Kirito says a George Floyd movie is coming out. It's in IMDb. You know what? Why not? We need more reasons to hate each other. So let's celebrate that story, right? Distract us from what's being done to our finances, to our money, to our wages. Distract us from what the bankers and the money printers are doing to everybody and what the fraudsters are doing. Let's focus on the stuff that makes us hate each other instead of the where the anger should be deflected to. I'm not surprised that movie's coming out, and we'll put that one up with the Melania movie. I do not plan on watching that one either. Thank you, Ryu, for supporting the channel. Armando Reyes says, do you think the banks will prevent private owners from withdrawing their silver to prevent runs? What silver? I lost all mine in a boating accident, Armando. Banks from withdrawing silver. Now, probably not. All right. I don't think the banks will do that. We could see the COMEX force cash settlement, which I guess now that I think about that does kind of rhyme with banks preventing owners from withdrawing their silver. So maybe that's plausible, using different words, but we get there. Forced cash settlement on the COMEX. Also keep in mind, if you own SLV, unless you're in the boys club, all right, unless you are authorized participants, your SLV shares do not get you silver. They just get you price exposure to silver. So, you know, already that's kind of going on, I guess, now that I think about it. So maybe my initial reaction to that was incorrect. I'd say it's highly likely, dare I say, even already in progress. So thank you, Armando. I appreciate the super chat and support of the channel. As always, guys, if you don't hold it, you don't own it. That's why it's better to just own and stack the physical rather than to get too crafty with some of these paper silver exposures that are really just IOUs from people that, in my opinion, you cannot trust. It's fine to play around with that if you want price exposure for a trade, but it is not an investment and it is not an inflation hedge. Thanks, Armando, for supporting the channel. Thank you, everybody. Be sure and let me know what you think is the dumbest story of the morning down in the comments. Thank you, everybody. Don't forget the like button and the subscribe button for the YouTube algorithm if you feel so inclined. Thank you also, guys, for all the super chats. I really appreciate that. Thank you as well, Magnanimous Melonheads on YouTube, Patreon, and Buy Me a Coffee. Links down below should you feel so inclined. Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad. Love you guys. Everybody, till next time, live small and dream big.